Hey, Supernatural. Thank you for joining me, Bevy, owner and CEO of Hair Scripts. You guys know the platform that is plugging you guys into dermatologists and other hair restoration specialists that can help treat your hair loss problems or issues. And overall, the people that's going to help you release your inner baddies through you, honey. Now, if you're on the YouTube side, please subscribe to the channel. Do not forget to like and comment because today is a treat. I am really excited about our guest today, Ms. Ronnie Griffin. Okay, she's the owner of PSRS Medical Spa in Chicago, and I'm going to let her introduce herself so she can give herself a do more justice. But I'm really excited about today's topic because you know we talk about everything hair related, but skin, women's health, all of that good stuff. And today we're going to talk about how grafting specifically helps with hair restoration. Now, if you're wondering what is grafting, don't worry, stay tuned. We're going to talk about that. So, Nurse Ronnie, can you please introduce yourself to the Supernaturals, to the Hair Scripts community? Let us know who you are, what you do, and what led you here today.
I go by Nurse Ronnie B. So, I am a registered nurse who specializes in aesthetic medicine. So, that includes everything from fillers, Botox, tattoo removal, scar removal, skin, body contouring, all of the good stuff that we all love to take part in. I've been a nurse for about 5 years now, and I've only focused on aesthetic medicine, plastic surgery, and dermatology. So this is just all I know. It's all my background. So I'm super excited to be here and kind of explain some things to you guys about hair restoration and how on the medical side we can help with, you know, different types of alopecia, hair loss, thinning, all of those things that kind of really are like a really big part of what we struggle with in our community, especially. So I'm excited to be here for that.
Yes. And you know, I love aesthetic medicine stuff, honey, because we trying to be bad when we in our 60s, okay? We trying to keep maintaining the baddieism. So let's jump into the topic today. We're talking about grafting. So exactly for everyone who don't know, what is grafting?
So grafting is when you take hair follicles from active follicles from other parts of the scalp and then put them into inactive parts of the scalp. So really, when you're talking about grafting, it's an invasive procedure. So here at PSRX, we actually have outside people who come in and perform that procedure for us. I lidocaine you, you're super numb, you don't feel it, but it's a process. And so some of those grafts do survive, some of them don't. So we say about you have a 30% loss of those that will activate and actually create a hair follicle and grow, and then you lose about 30% during the process, which, you know, a lot of people aren't aware of. So how
is grafting different from hair transplant surgery?
All together different, but there are different techniques. So there's grafting where you're taking individual follicles and placing them into inactive areas. And then there's also where they actually take a transplant of actually cutting out the actual skin and then replanting that where there isn't an active follicle. What I specialize more so in is actually PRP hair restoration, which is done in conjunction with anybody who's doing grafting or any other procedure, or you can do it by itself to help stimulate inactive hair follicles.
Okay, so let's talk about I hear that before on my side, but it's fine. So I just want to go ahead and reiterate and make sure I'm on the same page with you. So you said grafting is when you're taking active strands, right, of hair, and you're taking it from
the hair
and the back of the hair and you're putting it in the front.
Exactly.
And hair transplant or hairline surgery is when they're actually taking skin and then putting it. Okay, so that's like the big differentiator.
Yeah, which I have no idea that it's going too far for me. Yeah.
No worries. We have to talk about for me to break things down for my community because I could always tell you people are like, this is not for me. Let me tune out. Okay. So let's talk about who's a candidate for grafting.
So a person who would be a good candidate is a person who honestly has active follicles in other areas of their hair that are growing healthily and rejuvenating, and then they have areas like the front of the hairline, you know, they have thinning there where they can actually have a follicle placed and they're in a healthy state. So I always say this, like any type of, whether it's skin or hair or any type of restoration, you want to have be healthy on the inside because it all starts on the inside and then comes out. So anybody who's in a healthy state who has active follicles would be a good candidate. And obviously, buying health conditions.
And so what's the downside?
I'm going to be honest with you. This really is not my specialty. So like grafting is more so very, 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 I would say, invasive. And so I would say downtime, it depends on what you consider down. So the healing process itself can take a couple of months, but you are still not necessarily aesthetically pleasing.
Okay.
For about 6 months or so before that hair starts to grow back. So it's a process.
Right. Yeah. And so listen, what I do want, because I want people to kind of understand that there's so many options, whether they believe it or not, for hair restoration, right? And so how do you put the stigma really quickly for that person who's sitting in the back who's like, nah, that sounds crazy. Never. I'm not doing it. I'm bald. I'm losing my edges. It is what it is. What can you say to that person? What are the results? Like, how can we sell it to them?
I would say that, you know, what works for one doesn't work for all. Some people are totally okay shaving their head and living their life forever with a shaved head.
Yes.
Especially women, we really carry our hair as kind of like a badge of honor. And for a lot of women, it's not okay, right? So if you are looking, I would say if you want help, there are options for you. And if you are okay living with patterned baldness or no edges or whatever, then that's for you. But I definitely don't judge if you would like to do any type of like aesthetic medicine to move forward and be happy in your skin. So it's really up to you, you know, the individual.
Right. Yeah. And as far as pricing is concerned,
you said what is concerned?
As far as pricing. So, you know, is it something that's going to break the bank?
Listen,
we run to Columbia, honey, in Miami to get our body. I'm just saying.
It can break the bank. I almost feel like hair restoration can be a little bit more expensive than getting your body done.
Ain't that something?
So depending on how many grafts you're doing, and just to kind of give you a ballpark. So say, for instance, we were grafting a person who was kind of having a receding hairline or so. We're looking at about 1,500 grafts, which can run anywhere between, depending on what doctor you're seeing, between 10,000, 15,000. Sometimes I've seen it as high as 20. So it just kind of depends on who you're seeing, what their prices are, but it's not a cheap service. So
right.
What I always stress to people is that once you start to see your hairline thinning or you're noticing receding, you may want to start with something a little bit less pricey, which would be more of like the PRP hair restoration and topicals, where you can kind of catch it to slow that growth phase and extend it out and kind of get that hair to grow again. But the grafting part of it is kind of like, you're kind of like at the last.
You're at the last. Okay. So you're at that lady, you're at that supernaturals. But by the time you're grafting, you've exhausted all your options. You've tried, you know, the topicals. We're going to talk about topicals. You tried PRP. We're going to talk about that in a second. You tried everything, or you waited too long because you've been rubbing oils, olive oil, and coconut oil on the scalp for umpteenth years because somebody told you it was going to make your hair grow in 7 days.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that did not happen. So now you're at the point where there's nothing you can do. It's not coming back to life. You are the person, you are the candidate for grafting, where they're going to take the hair.
Like, I see people who have just waited entirely too long, and I can't see an active follicle at all. I have shiny, what I call shiny
balls. Shininess.
Yeah. So once you're there, it's usually too late.
It's usually too late. So if you're that person that someone told you, I'm sorry, it's too late, grafting or hair transplant surgery, which we're not talking about hair transplant surgery today, is more an option for you. And while it is expensive, and I know you're clutching your pearls, your invisible pearls right now, it is expensive. There are really, really great, there's great data out there about the results. There's great results. If you could talk about the results of grafting.
Absolutely. So like I said, the worst case scenarios that I've seen is obviously like usually there's about a 30% loss of grafts. So meaning if we take 1,500 grafts from the back of your head to transplant into the front of your head, that you may lose 30% of those follicles. I've never seen anybody complain about that aspect because they still have hair growth, right? So The fact that you lose some is just something that we have to state to you so that we're transparently honest in a medical setting, correct? So the results are amazing. I've seen people just completely, you know, have growth where they thought they couldn't have growth and go on to have their full head of hair and be.
And no one knows. No one knows.
Nobody's going to know.
Nobody's going to know. So I give you some content.
Nobody's going to know at all. So, you know, there are things that you can do to kind of like elongate your results and all of that stuff. But yeah, it's great results. That's why it exists. And that's why it's so popular.
There you go, lady. You know, the celebrities are not the only ones doing it. There's a lot of women who are getting grafting done and they're restoring those hairlines. They have robust hairlines and you would never know that it was done. But now let's talk to the lady, to the woman, to the baddie who has not completely lost her follicles, didn't die, right? But she's starting to see some fallout in her edges. What's some topical things that we can do?
These are my patients.
So, these are patients.
Women who have been wearing wigs or tight braids, tight extensions, some type of friction where they've actually just started to thin out their follicles. So if I can still see an active follicle, then you can do things like PRP hair restoration, as well as like some red light therapy. We have obviously like microneedling as a dual treatment as well that you can do to stimulate some follicle growth. And so that is where I kind of come in, and I'm super excited about just different protocols that PSRX has come up with to kind of make this a faster result for people. So in a lot of my before and afters, what you'll see a lot is that I'll post after one treatment, which isn't a thing. They tell you like, you know, protocol says for optimum growth, you want to do 6 treatments, but I'm a big firm believer of, especially in my business, that I like people to see something immediately, right? So because, right, you cut down the frustration and then you give them hope for something even better if they continue. And so everything that I've done, clinical studies, research, I've always tried to figure out a way of like, what is the fastest way to get a person to have growth in that area that they've been struggling with. And so we do a lot of different things. We have pep factor serums, which is a serum that we incorporate with microneedling to help stimulate that follicle. PRP, which is your platelet-rich plasma that we draw from your blood. And so there's rich plasma, there's poor plasma, and the rest to me, I call it garbage, just throw it out. And then we inject that into the scalp as well.
Okay, so I want to talk about so you said the serums. What's usually in the serum? I don't want to give away your tea, your sauce. But, you know, I'm talking to the person who's at home, like, okay, I'm not in Chicago, and I want to do something at home. What kind of serums do you recommend?
Without giving away the formula, right? So essentially it is hyaluronic acid, which is found already in your body, which is helping produce collagen, right? So collagen growth obviously helps as well with follicle growth and stimulation. So that's kind of like a little bit of giving it without completely giving it away of how it works. And so there are different depths of the dermis that you go through in order to get to the hair follicle. And so what we really like to do is to make sure that we have a mechanism that's touching each of those layers to be able to stimulate, slow down that growth phase. So that's the reason why we do the dual treatment of combining the microneedling, which can only go so deep into the dermis, with also injections, which go really deep into the dermis and actually spread throughout the whole scalp. So with combining those two, it's kind of like I can't miss. So We do it that way.
And how soon does your patient start?
So treatments are 4 weeks apart, and literally, I'm not trying to risk wood. Some wood around here. but when they come back for their 4-week second treatment, they have all had growth. I have not experienced anybody who hasn't. So far so good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it feels really good to be giving somebody back their confidence and just their life again. And you'd be surprised how like important wearing a ponytail is to people, right? Like, right. I go to the gym now, I can wear a ponytail and not feel embarrassed about it. Or I'm a man and like my beard actually grows through now and I don't feel like inadequate.
Oh, see, you can keep on the beard too.
Just saying.
We might have to have you back to talk about that beard growth, okay? Let's not forget the men. So now, really quickly, who's a candidate for PRP? At what point should I stop using topicals, right? And by topicals, you mean oils, right? Butters or whatever it is that we're trying to put on our edges to make it grow back.
For sure.
So if that's not working, then we need
them. And that's usually what happens. What ends up happening is that topicals are great, and I'm not an anti-topical person. I do believe that some topicals can absolutely stimulate growth. However, sometimes it's just not enough and they're not doing enough versus the damage that has already been done. So a good candidate for me when they come into the office, when we do a scalp consultation, is I can see a follicle. Whether or not I can see a bunch of follicles to me is a little bit irrelevant, because as long as I can see some, then I know that that growth will cover some areas where you can't have growth at. So I feel like even that person is a good candidate, as well as in a healthy state still, because I'm taking your platelet-rich plasma. And if you're eating fatty foods, you're not following a healthy lifestyle, I'm gonna get murky, not so great PRP. And actually, when I spin it, I can kind of look at it and be like, okay, so
really?
Yeah. So sometimes I'll have foggy PRP or PRP that's really, really murky and kind of have like white film in it. I know you're eating like a fatty diet based on that. So when I see a really rich golden platelet-rich plasma effect, I'm just super excited. So I'm like, all right, we got the good stuff here.
There's so much tea to uncover from this alone. But I forgot to ask you about PRP because, you know, I forget, right? I know, but I want everyone who doesn't know or has never heard of PRP, exactly what is PRP?
It is platelet-rich plasma. So it's actually just the plasma that's drawn from your blood. We obviously centrifuge it, spin it down. It separates your red blood cells from your white blood cells, and then your plasma is on top when we spin it into that tube.
And then you inject it into the scalp.
I do.
Okay. And the benefit of injecting your plasma, especially your healthy plasma, into the scalp is?
So it's tons of growth factors inside of your plasma. So there are growth factors that you can't get in a bottle of topical anywhere that are derived from your own blood. And so those growth factors are what is going to stimulate those follicles to grow and to slow down the growth phase as well so that it elongates it.
Right. Actually, this is clinically proven. PRP is something that we've had dermatologists, board certified dermatologists. We've had so many different people come on here and talk about PRP. So this is not just something that, you know, she's making up. PRP has clinical data that shows that it is effective for hair restoration. Now, you're the first person who's come on the show and talked about, you know, how rich that plasma is, right? If you're not healthy, then that plasma is void and null, right? So what are some things we can do to, if we want PRP, what are some things we can do internally or our diet to ensure that we have rich plasma that's gonna really have that robust growth factor?
A really healthy, clean diet filled with vegetables and making sure that you're taking your vitamins and supplements and all of those things that are going to give you an overall great health platform are what's going to help with that platelet-rich plasma. So, I mean, I'm not saying that you can't have anything or anything like that, but if you're constantly eating a diet of fried foods and, you know, sweets and sugar, I'm only going to get what you can give me.
Right. So, right. We let them know that in advance that, listen, if your plasma is trash, I'm sorry, sis, but like, it may not give you the type of results.
That's another reason, love, of why we've had to incorporate other serums and things into this program, because it's like, I can tell you that, but I don't know for sure if you're going to actually follow my advice or not. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm doing a service for you. And so I need that service to work properly.
And do you mix your PRP with microneedling? Because I know some doctors are anti-microneedling or with the microneedling, so everyone is different. Your protocol?
In our office, we do a dual treatment. So when we do injections, we do microneedling at the same time.
Awesome. And is this all numb? So let's talk about the pain factor.
This is an issue. So this is an issue here in this office. So topically, yes, you are numbed. So do you feel my needle pricks? Not so much. However, I do not inject lidocaine with PRP. During due to like a lot of clinical research, I've noticed that it messes with the efficacy of the PRP. So I do not inject lidocaine. And so, yes, you will feel burning. You may feel a little pressure, all of those things that kind of come along with it. I always just tell my clients, it's not like a really long service and we have to think beauty is pain. And sometimes to get us there, we have to get a little bit uncomfortable.
And okay.
So, yeah.
So ladies, really quickly, you heard that. She does use a numbing cream, right? But she's still going to feel something. And just so they know what they're feeling, right, is that protein, right, that's being injected into their scalp.
Feeling like burning sensation and obviously the pressure of what's
right. Because protein is big, right? It's a big, it's big. So it, you're putting something very big into your scalp. So it's your protein though, right? So it's not like it's burning, but it's some type of fire or acid. I just want them to know the difference that it's not some type of acid.
And what I love about therapy is like you eliminate the, but this is you, so you can't be allergic to yourself, so you'll be okay. Okay.
Right, exactly. So I just want to move forward a little bit because we're coming on some time, and I want to talk about, you know, for the ladies that's in Chicago, yes, and they heard about, you know, what you're doing, right? They want to come visit you. What's the quick step to come find you? How do I find you? And then talk about some of the things that you're working on.
Some of the easiest ways to find us is our website, right? So you can book a free consultation on our website. It's www.psrxbodyandskin.com.
Mm-hmm.
Other easy way is just call us. If you're having difficulty with the website, it's 877-622-PSRX.
Yes.
Book a consultation before we ever touch you. We always do a consultation. So I know a lot of patients call in and book their service, but we need to clear you medically.
So. Yeah. Okay. And so let's talk about skin really quickly before you go. You're launching your own skin line. Talk about that very quickly for everyone.
So PSRX Body and Skin actually started 2.5 years ago, and it's taken us 2.5 years to finally come up with our own skincare, medical grade skincare line.
Right.
And really, I'm glad that it took that long because it took that long for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Our patients deal with a lot of acne and hyperpigmentation, and this line completely gears toward that demographic. And so we're super excited to get that out there. It officially launches May 22nd. But if you come to our clinics, we have it obviously readily available for purchase right now.
That is awesome. Listen, ladies, skincare, okay? We can have clean faces, okay?
Yes.
Whether you decide to shave all your hair off or not, you got to make sure that skin is tight, skin is right, and glowing, right? Now, last question for you before I let you go, Nurse Ronnie, is SPF for Black women. Please, let me know.
Ask it again.
Because I'm guilty. I don't like the cast.
Dust it all the time. I have on sunscreen right now. You won't get a cast. So wear SPF, 30 or higher, anytime. I don't care what skin color you are. And so this is what I stress a lot to my darker skin patients. Yes, I know you don't burn. I get it. We're darker melanin. You feel like you don't need it. But when it comes to skin cancer, and this is something that I just want to lay out there very seriously, our fatality rate is higher than any other race. We don't see it right away. Other out, they move on with life. We don't see it. So ours gets worse and it spreads. And when it spreads to other areas, it's a whole different thing. So please, it's that serious. And I think we need to make it a life or death situation because it is.
Wow, you heard that. SPF is very important. Yes, especially if you're melanated, okay? Now, please just recommend at least one or two because we're having a hard time out in the streets trying to find something that works.
We have our own that I'm wearing right now with no white cast.
Okay. Yes. Okay, well, you heard that, guys. PSRX, okay? Skincare. They're launching May 27th. Check Nurse Ronnie out on Instagram, and I'm sure that's going to plug you into everything, right? And there you can find an SPF that does not give you a white cast, SPF over 30 that is going to be efficacious in ensuring that you do not die from any type of skin cancers. But most importantly, for those of us who care, we don't age, okay?
Oh yeah, I was gonna say that too.
The anti-aging effects.
Anti-aging.
Yes, yes. So, Nurse Ronnie, anything else that you have to that you want to say to the Supernaturals, to the Hairscripts community?
For sure, absolutely. If you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out to me, Nurse Ronnie B on Instagram. I got you. I will get to you as soon as I can. I promise. If you leave me a DM, I always respond. Maybe not that day, but I respond.
Thank you so much, Nurse Ronnie. You have a great weekend. All right, Naturals.
Bye, guys.